विविक्त उपसंगम्य विदित कृत हेलना पस्पर्श पादयोरेन किरीति नरक वर्चस। माताजी विविक्ते इन अ सॉलिटरी प्लेस उपसंगम्य एप्रोचिंग वृदिता अशेम्ड कृत हेलना हैविंग कमिटेड ऑफेंस पस्पर्श ही टस्ट पादयो अपॉन हिज फीट एनम हिम किरीटेन विथ हिज हेलमेट अर्क लाइक द सन वर्चस द एफल्सेंस ऑफ विच। ट्रांसलेशन इंद्र वॉज अशेम्ड ऑफ हैविंग ऑफेंडेड द लॉर्ड। Approaching him in a solitary place, Indra fell down and lay his helmet, whose effulgence was as brilliant as the sun, upon the Lord's lotus feet, purport. The specific solitary place where Indra approached Sri Krishna is mentioned by the sage श्री वैशंपायन इन द हरिवंश विष्णु पर्व 19.3। सददर्शोपवेष्टं वै गोवर्धनशीलतले। ही सॉ हिम कृष्ण सिटिंग एट द बेस ऑफ गोवर्धन हिल। फ्रॉम द कमेंटरीज ऑफ द आचार्यस वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट Lord Krishna wanted to provide a solitary meeting for Indra so that he would not be further humiliated. Indra came to surrender and beg forgiveness, and the Lord allowed him to do so privately.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददासि स पदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. Whenever I sit on this particular seat, I feel I am not qualified to sit at all. But somehow as a seva, I do. We find that in this previous chapters, Indra offended all the Brajavasis. And then previous chapter, Brajavasis are assembled to glorify the qualities of Krishna. And in this particular chapter, Indra approaches Krishna for asking for forgiveness. Indra's offense, as we all know, is a most serious offense. He is trying to kill all the Brajavasis who are the most dear to Krishna. And for Krishna, his devotees are everything. In normal course, Krishna would have not forgiven a person easily. And here in this particular episode, we find that Indra, after trying to kill all the Brajavasis and Krishna himself also, he approaches Braj Bhumi. And here it is mentioned in the purport that he came at the foothill of Govardhan to ask forgiveness from Krishna. And Krishna easily forgives him also. Indra, first of all, Krishna doesn't embarrass Indra further also. Generally we find that Krishna is never alone. Either he is with his cowherd boys enjoying the pastimes, or he is with the gopis, or he is with Nanda Yashoda. And he is always with the devotees. And here in this particular occasion, Krishna was just alone. And Krishna created this situation only not to embarrass Indra. He could have just been with his cowherd friends, and Indra could have come, and asking forgiveness would mean that Indra would be humiliated all the more. But in spite of such a grave offense, merciful, like in previous chapter, Krishna's Herculean acts have been described as wonderful Krishna. But same extension of wonderful Krishna is his qualities. Like gopis are attracted by the beauty of Krishna. And his qualities are equally beautiful. And he gives an audience to Indra in a very solitary place to his nose, embarrass further. Krishna is supreme controller. For example, suppose in a company there is one chairman is there. He appoints a manager on some post, big company. And the manager, after few years, is envious of the owner. And he decides to kill the owner as well as anyone connected to the owner, whole family. What he does is that he goes to his residence building, his bungalow, and tries to, say, blast the whole building. Somehow he is unsuccessful. In your opinion, what the owner will do? Either he can take immediate action on him, put him in the police, one. Second, at least he would sack him from the job, that no longer you are such a unfaithful person, just get lost from here. Thirdly, he can do that, he can humiliate him in front of all other employees. See, I made him a manager, he was just a rotting person. I gave him such a high pay, so much perks I gave, and what he is doing to me now, and he could have embarrassed him. And same thing is happening in the previous chapter. Indra is appointed a manager post, and that is mercy of Krishna. And all perks to Indra are given by Krishna only. Suppose he is the owner of the heavenly planets, or he enjoys apsaras, or he has got lot of opulence. All these perks are given by Krishna only. And after some time of enjoying his perks, he thinks that he is envious of the owner himself, and he wants to destroy the whole owner as well as anyone connected with his family. And Krishna didn't take it so seriously. Okay. We find that in this chapter, Indra comes and offers prayers, and Krishna easily forgives. That is the quality of wonderful Krishna. One of the quality of wonderful Krishna is that magnanimity of the heart. Like the person who is more opulent, more big, he will consider less to forgive other person. Suppose a very small person will not mind, okay. But a person like Krishna, who is the controller of all controller, he is actually supreme Indra of infinite number of universes. Our universe is the smallest, and Indra is just ruling on behalf of Krishna, just a Swargaloka. So he is a very punny person in compared to Krishna. And big people have got that own prestige. And in spite of that, Krishna, biggest man, his quality easily forgives Krishna. What can be the reason for this? One reason is that Indra came with Surbhi cow. Surbhi, cows are dear to Krishna. We visited, most of us visited Vrindavan Yatra. They find in many pastimes, so many pastimes with Krishna with cows. And Indra came with Surbhi cow. And just because he came with a devotee of Krishna, Krishna forgave Indra, okay. And also important reason is that Krishna's behavior with non-devotee and somebody has rendered devotional service is different. Indra, Krishna is not taking Indra as an asura. He is a devotee, he has done rendered devotional service. He is rendering devotional service, but he is infatuated by the pride. And since he is a devotee, Krishna has a soft corner for him and he forgives Indra. Here, Surbhi cow and Indra both are approaching Krishna. We find in Govardhan Parikrama place name Surbhi Kund, where Indra came to ask forgiveness. And due to the intervention of Surbhi cow, Indra was given forgiveness. Okay. So similarly, a very important lesson has been taught in this verse is that one should approach Krishna through the medium of devotees only. If a devotee is there between Krishna and ourselves, then we are in a safe zone. At least whatever ups and downs, which we may not try it, but can be taken care of by Krishna. So, very important part, a devotee should be there in between us and Krishna. Here Surbhi cow, Indra, both are approaching. But Surbhi cow is joyful to approach Krishna because of her affection for Krishna. And contrary to that, Indra was fearful because he has done such a big offense. He was very fearful. How Krishna will reciprocate? What if he doesn't forgive me? Then he will lose all his opulence. Krishna can immediately sack him. Okay, you are sacked from your job. And Krishna can empower anyone to be an Indra. Not tough for Krishna. He can choose any insignificant jiva and he can keep up Indra and he can empower that jiva to be an Indra and everything will function perfectly. So Indra is coming with a fearful heart due to his offense. So there is a magnanimity of Krishna. He immediately forgives. We find that Krishna comes, Indra comes and meet Krishna and starts to offer giving prayers. And the first prayer Indra offers is that my dear Lord, you are transcendental, beyond passion and ignorance. The way one is there, he want to see, try to start with that. For example, one time, Srila Prabhupada was in a car and a driver was giving lot of respect to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada later told his disciple, you know why he was giving so much respect to me? The reason is that I am free of lust and he is not. Due to that reason, he is giving me so much respect. So Indra is attached to opulence and he is affected by passion and ignorance. The first prayer he offers to Krishna is that, my dear Lord, you are transcendental, beyond passion and ignorance. That is a quality. We may be easily affected. We are always affected by passion and ignorance. But Krishna is transcendental. He is unaffected. And devotees who are constantly in touch with Krishna, gradually they also develop similar qualities to remain on transcendental platform. Like in one other example we can see, where Bhrigu Muni, he wanted to test who is Supreme Lord. Either Brahma is Supreme Lord or Shiva is Supreme Lord or Vishnu is Supreme Lord. So he started from Brahma and Shiva and both got angry, which is the effect of passion and ignorance. And he came lastly to Vishnu. And he came and he hit his feet on the chest of Vishnu very hard. And Supreme Lord was not even annoyed an iota also. He rather than that, he immediately responded, actually you may be hurt, you are a Brahmana. You may be hurt at your feet. So can I massage your feet? That is a quality of Lord being transcendental. Lakshmi Devi, she was also present over there. But actually, she was hurt a lot in the heart because she has affection for the Lord and she could not take it. The offense done by this Brahmana to Vishnu, she could not take it. And she didn't offend it in any way. But nonetheless, she thought that actually now I am impure because I saw my husband being kicked in this way, so I am impure, so I should do tapasya. And she came to Kolhapur and Lakshmi Devi doing tapasya. But Krishna, in spite of such cases, he can find wonderful ways in which his pastime can be manifested very nicely. Like in Bhrigu Muni coming to Vishnu, what was the outcome of that? There was appearance of Tirupati Balaji on this planet Earth. Tirupati Balaji appeared due to this particular pastime later on, because for Lakshmiji, Vishnu descended from his abode and there is appearance of Lord due to this particular pastime. Here also Indra, he did an offense, serious offense. But what was the outcome of this particular offense? Actually, if Indra would have been humble all the time, then Krishna would not have mind, okay, this offering can be given to Indra also. But he did only because Indra was proud. And Krishna, as a loving father, he doesn't want to see children getting undue pride and being damaged. So due to that reason, Krishna gave the same offerings to Govardhan. And just due to this pastime, Govardhan Parikrama started, Annakut started, there is appearance of Govindkund due to this particular pastime, Brajavasis had a feast under the umbrella of Giriraj, and infinite number of pastimes just due to some mistake. That is Krishna's wonderfulness. Even he can dovetails say mistake into wonderful pastimes, variety of pastimes for the pleasure of their devotees. So that is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, he is genius that actually he can do, like many times people feel that what pastime like can be in spiritual world. But spiritual world can offer unlimited variety of pastimes. We may sing one full month, Damodar Astakam, same song we may sing. But for pure devotees, this can be a ecstatic every day. So in spiritual world, even if Krishna enacts one pastime, it can bring newer and newer ecstasies. But Krishna is not a monotonous. He has got unlimited variety in spiritual world. In material world also, he has offered unlimited variety. So in spiritual world, it is unlimited variety Krishna is offering. And his devotees are satisfied completely in the company of Krishna in the spiritual world. Krishna, he is transcendental. Like generally, some person is very big. He has got lot of wealth or other opulences of this world. He would like to show off that opulences to the other people. See, suppose somebody has got lot of money, he may have a variety of cars or he may have a variety of material things to show off to the people that actually I am something, I have got so much wealth. And but Krishna is vice versa. He completely covers his greatness in the land of Vrindavan. and that is his topmost greatness. We find that Krishna doesn't display Aishwarya in the land of Vrindavan. Even if he displays, he covers it. So he requires a big greatness. So much opulence, but he doesn't show. He just shows as a playful child. Child of a village. Nandgaon or Vrindavan. Just a playful child. And Indra also considering, this is a talkative child. What he can do for me? But that is Krishna's ultimate greatness, that actually covers everything. And Krishna is a source of all qualities. And devotees who are in constantly in touch with, say, Krishna, gradually also develops all the good qualities in them by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In Vrindavan, they are all devotees. I was just reading the passages. So, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, when he lifted Govardhan Hill and after he performed his act, so naturally when he does something wonderful act, everyone comes and reciprocates, well done, well done. So elderly men, they were embracing, smelling head, equals were reciprocating in a joking way, and youngers were offering obeisances to Krishna. So I was wondering that Krishna was just a 7-year boy. So somebody who is 5-year or 6-year will come and offer obeisances to Krishna. What a culture. Suppose somebody is going in the first standard, he offers obeisances to somebody in the second standard, something like that. So that is a culture manifest when Krishna is in center. And we find that even by Prabhupada's grace, since Krishna is in center, we find that culture keeps on evolving. Prabhupada emphasizing about Brahminical culture, that there should be Brahminical culture. But the most important factor of Brahminical culture is Krishna consciousness. Person is Krishna conscious, automatic that Brahminical culture is uplifted. It is arisen. And there is a transfer, revolution in people's life. So, forgiveness is very important factor in Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Even in devotee association. If there is no forgiveness, there cannot be relationship also. In Kali Yuga, practically everyone make mistakes. Everyone is making mistakes. And if you just count their mistakes, then we cannot have any relationship with anyone. Because we can see mistakes with everyone. And so even for making relationship, prime requisite is that we just ignore the somebody else's mistake. And just encourage each other in pursuing Krishna consciousness. In first canto, Dhritarashtra is leaving home. So, he is instigated by Vidura. Vidura tells him, what you are doing? You leave this place. And at this juncture, Dhritarashtra was really inspired by Vidura. And without telling anyone, he leaves the palace of Pandavas. He doesn't even tell to Sanjaya. He doesn't tell to his wife also. He just decides now, what Vidura is saying correct and I want to follow it. But somehow Gandhari comes to know and she follows Dhritarashtra. Next day, early morning, Yudhishthira Maharaj, after he is doing his morning activities, he comes to the chamber of Dhritarashtra and he finds that Dhritarashtra is not there. And Dhritarashtra is a big offender. Like he is, all the life he was just meditating how to destroy Pandavas. That was his meditation. So that his son can be actually become a king. And even when war was over and Pandavas were victorious, he wanted to kill Bhima And Krishna very intelligently put an iron statue of Bhima, and Dhritarashtra, he has got strength in his arms and he just crushed that iron statue. So he was so much offensive towards Pandavas. And other side, Yudhishthir Maharaj behavior, he came to the palace, didn't saw his enemy in one way, Dhritarashtra. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, rather than finding fault of Dhritarashtra, he okay, gone, very good. He was all the time, he was just a nonsense person. He was actually trying to kill us all the times. Rather than that, Yudhishthir Maharaj on the other side, he was thinking that actually I may have made some mistake, and due to my mistake, he actually left the palace. So actually I am at fault. And Prabhupada writes in that purport, a statement is that the devotee of the Lord does not find fault with others, but tries to find his own fault and rectify as far as possible. Very lofty statement, very difficult to practice it. But at least we know the standard where actually we should pursue and try to practice. And we find that devotees and Lord, they are generous in actually forgiving. Okay. The reason is that whatever happened in their life, they see as hand of Krishna. That Supreme Lord has ordained this for me, and I accept it as mercy of the Lord. Jesus Christ was crucified, and he was done in a most insulting way. We find a very glorious devotee, we find he has been insulted in a very humiliating way. He was offered a crown of thorns and he was insulted, beaten, put on the cross on a very insulting way in front of the public. In center of the public, he was being crucified in a very insulting way. But Jesus Christ forgave them all. He prayed, "My dear Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." Because he was seeing as an act of Krishna acting in his life. He was seeing as a hand of Krishna which is in this life. So even in our life, if something happens, we should see that it is hand of Krishna, or maybe feet of Krishna, mercy of Krishna coming in our life. So we have got very high standards, at least for me, very difficult. We can just appreciate, and very minute way we may try to at least try to struggle to achieve these qualities, which are very high qualities. Even people are attacked and they are forgiven. We find Nityanand Prabhu, the great pastime of deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And Nityanand Prabhu, Jagai and Madhai were attacking Nityanand Prabhu for, they are actually want to murder Nityanand Prabhu. And what was the fault of Nityanand Prabhu? He wanted to give them the love of Godhead. He didn't want to take anything, he wanted to give something to Jagai and Madhai. And in return, they wanted to kill Nityanand Prabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu, we all know this pastime, especially in ISKCON, this pastime is so many times in a year we hear or see it. So he gave them mercy and offered them love of Godhead, which is the crest jewel of all the gifts, the topmost gift awarded by Nityanand Prabhu to Jagai and Madhai. Similarly, actually, in Kali Yuga, by propensity, all the people are like Jagai and Madhai. And actually, by the mercy of Guru Parampara only, we can actually get this gift, get this treasure. Everyone is having so many faults. and we are also having, we are part of the boat only, and we are having so many faults too in our heart. Especially I am here, many people are very pure people, so we may have many faults in our heart, but our guru parampara ignores that fault and somehow engages us in the service of the Lord. And due to that reason, gradually we are rectified. Sometime a person may feel that actually, if I remain in association of devotees, then I may actually offend devotees, the better I remain outside of association of devotees. But actually the greatest offense can be to remain outside association of devotees, because that can breed so many offenses. It was someone remains in association of devotees, so gradually he is reformed. He can understand, okay, actually I am wrong and I need to correct myself. And when we see other Vaishnavas behavior, so by their behavior we are inspired to act. Like whatever eyes sees, heart desires. If we see wonderful Vaishnavas around us, then naturally our heart also desires that actually I should also try for it. So the greatest gift is we are awarded with a wonderful association of Vaishnavas. Like that is the topmost gift is awarded. So just by that association, just by that example, we are pushed to actually perform. We are pushed to improve in our bhakti by seeing the examples. So that's why association of devotee is the topmost criteria. It's the most the wonderful gift, most soothing thing in our life, where we are benedicted with a rich association of devotees, because that can actually pull us back to Godhead. Because all these qualities which are mentioned over here, we are dearth of it. People in this material world, they don't forgive. They want to remember it. I'll not forget you for this. And people want to remember their offense all the times. And devotee is a vice versa. He just ignores. Don't even mind it. So that is a difference between Vaishnava culture and somebody who is out of Vaishnava culture. And we as a sadhaka, like we should pursue for these qualities. Another example I can quote in this connection of forgiving is about Durvasa Muni and Amrish Maharaj. And Durvasa Muni, actually in another example, where he came to kill Amrish Maharaj for no fault of his. And Amrish Maharaj was humble all the times. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam, for an year he was just standing over there waiting. And then we know that Durvasa Muni understood that actually Sudarshan Chakra of Vishnu is protecting. So he went to Vishnu that please protect me from your Sudarshan Chakra. And Vishnu says there is no way, because it is not in my control. It has gone for my devotee. So it is not in my control. Only Amrish can check it. So here also Krishna glorifies that how important is this devotee. So that's why, like, so we worship devotee, we try to serve devotees. And ultimately Amrish Maharaj offered prayers to Sudarshan Chakra, and then told Sudarshan Chakra to leave, and Durvasa was released. So we find that in Vaishnava culture there are in so many cases where devotees magnanimously they have actually forgiven for most serious mistakes. So similarly, we should also take inspiration from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada also, when he was preaching, in infinite variety of people would be coming and many people trying to offend him and all. Prabhupada just ignored it and he just wanted to pursue it with Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is the topmost activity which Prabhupada was actually doing it. And Krishna is like father, and he actually forgives Indra. Similarly, like, we should also be one of the child in the hand of our Guru Parampara, trying to be a good child, and we can also perfect our lives and go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Hare Krishna.